All right, Friday night, and we are live. It's Friday night short show because everybody knows why. It's Applebee's night. Applebee's night. Got to get the boys out for date nights with their wives. Not date nights with my wife. I'm going to go home and lay around. But they themselves, they got to get to Applebee's. And like Brent, he's got to drive home 30 minutes and then come back 30 minutes. That's how long he is from Applebee's. So he'll get to Applebee's about 10, 12 minutes after it closes. So that's how I bless him for working here at Foundation Church tonight. So got to get everybody out. I'm going, hour and 4 minutes from now, we're going to be done. Hour and 4 minutes, 10:10, it's going to be done. What do you think, Trump?
10:10, I doubt it. Probably 10:30. Gotta include post game.
Oh yeah, it's true. Post game. I'm done at 10:10. 10:10 tonight. So an hour and 4 minutes
False.
From right now. It's gonna
Fake
happen.
News.
It's gonna happen. You know, speaking of Trump, the amazing thing is you know, there is a lot. It isn't all, and people who are sycophantical towards Trump instead of just being a supporter, like I am, and like most of you are, we're supporters, but we're not sycophants for anybody except Jesus, but. Where Trump does play 4D chess, if you notice, is he gets Democrats to come out against things that are really good for our country. Think about it. So he goes and he brings the National Guard into cities, and now it forces the Democrats to come out for crime. He deports child rapists, and it forces Democrats to be in favor of child rape. He blows up a narco cartel boat, and he forces people like Chrissy Van Hollen, who is the one with margaritas with Gilmar Abrego Garcia, forces him to come out in favor of allowing the boat to come through. I mean, so you have to give Trump his due when it comes to 4D chess. Let me say it, everybody. Hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Skunk71 is on. Robin Aroni is on. JGCK is on. Producer Aaron is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Leon Fishpuppy is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Ron Pierre is on. My Favorite Show is on. Granite 2468 is on. Sherry Gilbert is on. Let me see here. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Scrolling down. Let me see here. I can't get it to scroll. What is up with this thing? All right. The whole system's broken. Everything's broken.
It's broken.
It's all broken.
Throw it away.
It can't be user error. Oh, it's working again.
Send it to Mexico.
PrayerWorks 2 is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Stefa Toms is on. Milwaukee James is on. Mimi2424 is on. Let me see here. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. The one and only Clean Sanchez is on. Let me see, scrolling down. Big Jim, go blue. Miss you at church, brother. Can't wait for you to come back. Peg Graham is on. Let me see. Keeper 1376 is on. Conservative Warrior already in the rant. Thank you so much. Applebee's, $10 for Brent for Applebee's already in the rant tonight. Perfect for him to get there 10 minutes after it closes. There we go. Perfect. All right, those Jesus people is on. Lady Vu is on. Ever Eden is on. Let me see here. Give me two or three more and we'll call it a day. Let me see here. Set all those. Will Gilbert is on. Uncle Wally is on. One more. The Mason Hunter is on. Blade Runner is on. There we go. Got to the bottom. All right, good. All right, let me hop into this first Muslim problem. Let's hop right to it. Happening in the UK, therefore, as always, it's mirroring inside of the United States. You can go to the first one for me, Tommy Robinson tweet. It doesn't have to happen in the United States because we're not nearly as left-hard as is Great Britain, but we oftentimes mirror them when Trump is not president. When we have a globalist who's president, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because there is no difference between a globalist Republican and a globalist Democrat, they're exactly the same. One of them is center-left, the other one is extreme-left, and really the one who's center-left is extreme-left pretending to be center-left. That's the Republican and Democratic Party. And I say this as a devout Republican, devout to the Republican Party platform, always voted Republican, always will unless something changes. But anyway, so the Muslim situation that's happening inside of Great Britain, which we've outlined many times here on the show, mass rapes of children and women, mass rapes of kids, we'll just focus on that. Covered up by their current prime minister, Keir Starmer, who was in charge of their CPS for 15 years. And he covered up thousands upon tens of thousands of child rapes because he didn't want to be deemed Islamophobic because that would hurt his standing in the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist movement. So he couldn't do that. So he can't say the Pakistani man raped the 12-year-old girl because if he says that, he'll be cast out. He'll be excommunicado from the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist movement. He can't have that. So instead, he just covers it up. And that's exactly what's going on. And I love Tommy Robinson. That, I mean, listen, everyone's got to follow. Oh, I got to keep up with the Applebee stuff tonight. BP2Tim17. Hey, congratulations. Will's not here tonight. Sorry, Will, sorry, but I know you're watching right now. That's going to Brent, BP. It's going to Brent. Wife gets the dessert now. $20 now. We're up to $20 for Brent's Applebee's that he'll never get into tonight experience.
Jules 21 Hours already gave 20 before
20
that.
20 to Brent? Four to Applebee's. The Applebee's movement?
Yeah, Applebee's.
Wow, Applebee's.
So 40
man.
Bucks.
Love See, people, again, people badmouth Applebee's. It's like, you know, what's that band that everybody badmouths all the time?
Like Nickelback?
Yeah, Nickelback. Everybody badmouth. I like Nickelback. Yeah. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, Applebee's good. I love their boneless wings. They're great. French fries, Cokes, good stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Muslims. All right, so anyway. And all of the problems we face in the UK, and you can pretty much say worldwide, is because of Islam. And Labour just announced visas. I know there's exceptions to that. I know the Israeli issue also. And Labour just announced visas for some of the worst Islamic supporters in the world. So they give them visas now. You can read the bottom. A proscribed terror group. Half of Hamas voted for Hamas. Half of Gazans, correction, voted for Hamas. I actually have the stats on that in just a second. A proscribed terror group, and they're importing their fan base. So they're voting, they're bringing in the people. They are importing, not deporting. They are importing the people who voted in Hamas into the UK. Bottom part, Home Office putting in place systems to issue expedited visas for Gazan students who voted in Hamas. And then they come in and have 8 babies per woman. Now, we outlined this last night. The global population, and it sounds racist, I don't care. The ship has already sailed for me. I'm already Islamophobic. I'm already anti-Semite. I'm already anti-woman. I'm already a male chauvinist pig. I'm already a works-based pastor who doesn't lean on grace. All those. I'm already those things. I already lack compassion. I'm already a grandma killer. Thinking of all the names I've already been called.
Fake MAGA.
Fake MAGA, all those things. So the ship has sailed for me, so I really don't care. What is happening is you are having a great replacement, not only in the United States of America, but of the world white population. I don't care whether you're white or black. I don't care what color skin you are. I don't care about any of those things. These are simply statistical facts. In order to maintenance your population in your country, each woman, not each couple, each woman has to have 2.1 babies per generation. In Italy, it's 1 point something. In Great Britain, it is 1 point something. In the United States, it is 1 point something. So if we continue on our current trends, our countries will be depopulated, except for the people being bussed in, flown in, allowed in by the bourgeois globalist leftist leaders. Why do they allow them in? Why do they flood first world countries with third world migrants? Because they are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to the founding documents of the first world countries that they are illegally migrating into. And it's really, I mean, it's absolutely illegal, but it's being perpetrated on us and allowed by the leftists that are in power. Not because they care about the Muslims, not because they care about the illegal migrant workers. No, because they know they are very easily globally governed. Out of Davos, out of Beijing, out of London, out of Glasgow, Scotland. They know that. They know that you and I, as gun-toting right-wingers, are trouble. They know that's why they always go after the guns. And again, it's the exact same leftist playbook, narrative, agenda, generation after generation. You saw it in the 30s with Hitler. Same demons now are back in 2025. And they use the Muslims to usher it in. You ever wonder why it is that a leftist who has nothing in common with a Muslim uses the Muslims to eradicate the Christian? Because the Christian is a gun-toting constitutionalist, because most of us are Bible thumpers, so we believe in a founding document. And we don't believe in being ruled by men. We believe in being ruled by a founding document that all men have agreed upon. So They bring in Muslims, and this is just the Muslim section of the show. I know that 160 countries have crossed our southern border. And a ton of military, 100,000 military-aged Chinese men who are all CCP, PLA communists. Yeah, so it's not just one facet, of course. We're being attacked, hard-pressed on every side, 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9. But anyway, so they bring in these people because people like you are trouble and they want to replace us. So that we come in and we're only having, I mean, congratulations, Brent's done his job. I've done my job. Aaron has not done his job. He's only had one baby. You got to have at least one. You got to have one more, Aaron.
Well, I'll see.
You'll see. You got to have one more. That's from Trump. You got to have one more. Trump's has multiple babies. You got to have many. So there you go. Follow Elon Musk. I have like 15. But anyway, so we've done our job. But the problem is this, is we're having one child per American household. Muslims are having 8 per woman.
Yeah.
Per woman. In Paris, France right now. In Paris, France. 45% of the 18 and under population is already Muslim. Whoops. 45%. People are talking like, you know what? We're all going to be replaced by 2050. No. 2035. 2040, maybe. Okay. That is the rate that we're going in. When we're having one baby per couple and they're having an average of 8. So they have way more than that. So there's many that have 16. Most of them are on welfare. If they're on welfare, they can be very easily globally governed. See what I'm saying? Does everybody get this? That's why they want all of us on welfare. With our guaranteed monthly incomes in our 15-minute cities, living in our 1,000-square-foot coffins that they call apartments. But in one corner of our conflict, all the problems we face come from Muslims. Now, it's not solely them, but they're being used to cause a lot of our problems. Go to the next one for me. So here we are again. Here we are again. I just bring this up. This doesn't have anything to do with Muslims, but because this is an Hispanic man. But here we are again. Maryland man, it's ABC News. Again, ABC News, aren't they supposed to be journalistic media? Okay, if you're journalistic media, then why are you not reporting that this is a... Listen, you got a scar on your face that big, you've done something. Unless you just happen to be... I mean, look at the scar on his face. I mean that looks like he's the victim of a knife attack. All right. But I digress. So this is a multiple time felony convicted offender who is illegally in this country, who committed a killing of a 19-year-old woman again, who's being called by ABC Goebbels Pravda Media, Maryland man, again. I told you, same demons, different generation. It's not a different generation of demons. The exact same demons ushering the exact same agenda using different people and different generations every time, because demons are eternal. Angels are eternal. Your soul is eternal. God's eternal. Holy Ghost is eternal. Jesus is eternal. The devil's eternal. Everyone's going to be eternal. It just depends on where you're going to spend eternity. If you don't know, you need to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior right now. But anyway, Maryland man charged. Maryland man. That's how they summarize it. You can look at the date. It's right there. Today. Maryland man charged in killing. These people never learn their lesson. This is great. This is the 4D chess that Trump is doing. He makes these people sound like sycophantical leftist fools. Maryland man, shouldn't this be an illegal alien allowed in by Joe Biden, who has perpetrated multiple felonies before this particular murder has been arrested? I mean, shouldn't that be the headline? No, Maryland man. Again, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Human trafficker, MS-13 member, had a final deportation order. He makes Chrissy Van Hollen, Senator Van Hollen, go and have margaritas with him. And that's why the Democratic Party, I mean, that's what you have to be to qualify as a 2025 Democrat. You have to fly down to El Salvador and have margaritas with a child trafficker named Kilmar Abrego Garcia, MS-13 member, who beats his wife. Trump humiliates these Democrats. I don't agree with every last thing Trump's doing. I don't. But I mean, I agree with a lot of what he's doing. And one of the things that he does that's great is make them stand up for unrighteous causes. He makes them stand up for ridiculous causes. He makes them stand up for sexually immoral causes. Like here, Maryland man. I mean, imagine how humiliating. You're an ABC journalist. And you go home every day to your wife and child, and you look, you're 1.9 kid, because that's what we're averaging in America. And you go to your kid and say, you know, dad's a journalist. No, dad lies for a living. He should just wear a swastika and call himself Goebbels, because that's who this person is. Well, this is a male. This is a female. Beatrice Peterson? I mean, what a globalist prostitute. That's how she should portray herself, because she is somebody devoid of all integrity. All right, let's go to the next one. Now back to Muslim. Michael McCarthy, follow this guy on Twitter X. I mean, this guy is great. Really, majorly anti-Muslim, as we all should be. Muslim is of the devil. We should be anti-Muslim. Not Muslim. I mean, you don't have to be an anti-Muslim person, but anti-Muslim religion. And if the Muslim person is a lawbreaker and a terrorist and a threat to democracy, you can be anti that person too. Michael McCarthy video, even in Japan, what's happening in Japan, where they allow in very few illegal immigrants, very few immigrants, period. But even in Japan, who's the ones that are committing the rapes? Play for me.
Just in case people thought it was just the UK. This is a Pakistani immigrant. In Japan, getting arrested because he tried to rape a schoolgirl. Japan, of all places, Tokyo.
See, again, and people don't talk about it. I mean, everybody should, because facts are facts. I mean, you see this guy walk out. Now, everybody knows they're raping people. I mean, everybody knows when they're committing a rape. They know they're committing a rape. So I'm not making excuses for these people at all in any way, shape, or form. But this guy right here probably has a 70 IQ because of inbreeding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't like to talk about it. There is a major problem of evil in the Muslim faith. Now, listen, I am chief among sinners. I've sinned a lot before, during, and after being a Christian. But I'm not after being a Christian. But before and during being a Christian, before and during being a pastor, I've sinned a lot. I mean, I'm never looking down or disgusted by people's sins, but you have to absolutely look at what is true. And do you look at what is true, and do I want to import it? I mean, how many of us have inflicted upon us, or would like inflicted upon us, governmental policies? Governmental policies are, we don't give a crap, we'll bring them in. Think about it. We don't do that with our homes. Then why does our government do this to us?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do it with their own homes. You think Ted Cruz or anybody else on Capitol Hill, and you're like, why do you always pick on Ted Cruz? Because Ted fails at very, very important moments, okay? Masking, vaxxing, and many bombings and everything else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. So, a Democrat, Chrissy Van Hollen, whoever it may be, Chuckie Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, do you think that they ever say, you know what, I don't care who comes in my house, they can come on in? No, they obviously don't do that, but they inflict that upon us in our country on a countrywide basis. But here, when you have Pakistanis, specifically Pakistanis, they have a major inbreeding problem. I'm trying to be clean here. I'm still on Christian Television Network. And I don't ever go super unclean, just so everybody knows. I don't start going into tirades of F words or anything like that. But I go try to stay extra clean, leave out certain words while I'm on Christian Television Network, the ones that I try to leave off the pulpit too. But anyway, so there's the problems inside of the Pakistani community and Muslim community is very low IQs because of inbreeding, because they like to continually breed with relatives who have some sort of connection to Muhammad. So these people have very low IQs. This has been established by the UK Health Ministry. They actually have had to set up an agency to deal with inbreeding problems inside of the UK that didn't exist prior to the mass Pakistani/Muslim importation. I don't like to call. I don't like to use their verbiage, because they use immigration for both illegal and legal immigration. So their importation, they've actually had to deal with it because of the problem. Now, of course, they deal with it statistically the way that they deal with rapes, and they manipulate the statistics, which I won't digress into that right now. But anyway, so you have a major problem with inbreeding, causing low IQ. So you end up like, we look and we go, don't these people know any better? They all know whether they're raping people, all right? But like verbally harassing, acting like a petulant 11-year-old, and you're like, don't they know any better than to be throwing like stuff on the subway, verbally harassing women, whatever it is that they're doing. Don't they know any better than that? In all honesty, they don't, because they're 11-year-old. They have an IQ of 70. As like you saw that guy marched out, and I know it's kind of erroneous judgment, but you look at the vacant look in his eyes of the rapist inside of Japan. I mean, he's probably somebody with a very low IQ. So they have a problem with the inbreeding. They have a problem with mass homosexuality with kids. That's fact. You can look into it. It's an absolute fact. And they have a massive problem with bestiality. It's a fact, okay? In the UK, people are having to guard their goat populations. People are coming home and they're finding their various livestock dead on the ground from mass rape. Ugh. It's a fact. Okay, you can look into it. You're like, Tom, that's all right-wing conspiracy theory. No, it's not. This is being reported by UK farmers that they have to set out guards. They have to lock up their sheep, lock up their goats because they come home and they're dead because they've been raped by people. It's a fact, okay? Now, so these things need to be, you need to be asking yourself this question. Should we be importing these people? Absolutely not. Oh, Tom, you're Islamophobic. I don't care what you call it. Should we be? I don't care whether they're white, black, or any Asian or anywhere in between. I'm talking about Muslims, which, by the way, is not a race. So should we be importing this population? Absolutely not. Let's look at this one. The older millennial video. Meet the new Home Secretary of the entire country of England, the entire United Kingdom. This is now their Home Secretary. His name is Shabana Mahmood. This is the U freaking K, folks. This is the Secretary of the United Kingdom. He and his name is Shabana Mahmood. Here he is. Play for me.
This is the new Home Secretary of the United Kingdom. Oh, and some of you might be wondering, what is the Home Secretary in charge of? Well, they're responsible for England and Wales internal affairs, including national security, counterterrorism, policing, oh, and immigration. So the UK now has a Pakistani woman in charge of policing and immigration. Look, I'm not surprised. I told you all in a video like a couple hours ago that the UK has fallen. Because this isn't the first position that was taken. I mean, there was the mayor of London, mayor of Birmingham, mayor of Leeds, mayor of Blackburn, mayor of Sheffield, mayor of Oxford, Luton, Oldham, Rothschild. I mean, in the UK right now, there are literally Muslim-only sections. 78% of the Muslim refugees don't even work. Oh, I'm sorry, that was just the women. 63% of the men also don't work. And 8 out of every 10 of them are on free government housing. Oh, and just recently, I'm sure it's a coincidence, all schools in the United Kingdom are now required to be halal. So yeah, with all that in mind, this makes total sense.
Aaron, see if you can figure out what halal is. I meant to do that before the podcast, but if you can somehow figure out all schools in the UK, if you know in the chat, send it to us. What all schools are required to be halal. So you import all of these, you find out already?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, go. It just means lawful for like Islam. So like—
Holy crap!
Yeah. So it's like, for example, halal food would be like kosher for like Jews.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So I'm assuming that we can impose all of our Christian values on the UK schools.
Yeah.
That we have to have crosses. I mean, with various, our various spiritual needs must be met for our halal needs. Yeah. Right? I mean, I guess they all have to be met
communion.
Also. Oh yeah. Communion every day. Yeah. I mean, whatever it may be. So these things, all of our Christmas decor, anything and everything we should be allowed to have, but that's obviously not the case. And by the way, you're not allowed to publicly pray as a Christian in UK, but you can publicly pray as an Islamist. That's amazing, isn't it? Whenever, I mean, everybody sees what's happening here. And the reason why this is, it's not because of religious bigotry. I mean, that's fine. We can throw that in there. But it's for power. It's for leverage. It's, they are allowing them right now to have all this power, the Muslims to have all this power, to later usurp it, use them to push us out of the way because those people are very easily governed, not just globally governed. Okay, again, I'll say this like I did last night. Let's go through all the revolutions in Muslim countries, shall we? The only insurrection I've seen in my lifetime was in Turkey. That's a sort of a moderate Muslim country. It's got many different faiths. Other than that, they have pretty much a real insurrection every 10 to 12 years. That's truth. We can look into that. It's absolutely true. But let's look at it. Who took out any Muslim leader that you can possibly name? I mean, who overthrew Iraq? We did. Who overthrew Syria? We did. Is there a population? Who took out Assad in Syria? We did. Saddam Hussein, obviously in Iraq, we took him out. Who just bombed? Yeah, Gaddafi. Aaron, you think of him? Chime in. Muammar Gaddafi. Who took him out? We did.
Yep.
Why don't their own citizens ever do it? Because they're a bunch of sheep herders.
Herders.
Yeah. very easily governed. They never rise up. Anybody ever overthrown the Pakistani government? No. Iran? No. Iraq? No. Either we do it or nobody does it. Afghanistan? No. Either we do it or nobody does it.
Yeah.
So they're very compliant people. And so they're brought in by these white globalist bourgeois elitists to basically kill us off via lack of population increase. As we decrease, I mean, think about it. We're having one baby per couple. They're having eight. What are we going to be in 10 years? And I don't know about you, but I'm really not looking forward to sitting here in Northport, Florida, and five times a day hearing, boa, boa, is that the Muslim call to prayer? And then me, if I dare play Blessed Be the Name of the Lord over that same PA, I go to prison.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I get banned off of social media forever from YouTube, my church does, because I said the word ivermectin. Banned for life. But yeah, you can say just about anything as a Muslim and they won't dare ban you because they don't want to be called Islamophobic, which again is just thin camouflage because they don't really care about the whole I don't want to be called Islamophobic thing. That what they care about is using Islamicism, using Islam to usher in totalitarianism, as they do with COVID, as they do with pandemics, as they do with climate change, as they do with CBDC, as they do with social credit systems, vaccine mandates, infrastructure for CBDC. So I want everybody to see exactly what's happening here. You actually put Islamic terrorists in charge of terrorism in the UK. I mean, which doesn't surprise me because we have all of our Soros criminals in charge of prosecuting crimes that they never prosecute. Well, it'll never happen here. All right, let's look. PBD podcast today, operating like it's Saudi Arabia. Listen to this. Play for me.
Here's what's going on in Dearborn Heights. Ooh. And you know about it. Dearborn Heights, this is the official police badge.
Wow.
In Dearborn Heights.
It's over.
Okay, just to make sure everybody knows, Dearborn Heights is the first in U.S. with Arabic on their police patch. Okay, so let's go through this here. The Dearborn Heights Police Department introduced the nation's first police patch featuring both English and Arabic script designed by Officer Emily Murdoch to reflect the city's diverse community in the patch displaying the Michigan seal in the center in the wards of Dearborn Heights. Police written both languages. The department, led by Police Chief Ahmed Haydar, confirmed on Wednesday that the optional patch can be worn as part of officers' uniforms, aiming to honor the 39% of Dearborn Heights residents of Middle Eastern and North African descent as of 2023, with neighboring Dearborn having a 55% population of similar background. The department praised the initiative, stating on Facebook, "We are proud of Officer Murdoch's creativity and dedication to helping our department better represent the people we serve. Our officers proudly serve all members of our community, and this new design is another way we can continue to celebrate the rich cultures that make our city unique."
Yeah, Skunk 71, I like PBD also. He's good. He really is good. But there you go. And Aaron's got the side-by-side. Here's before and after. We're really progressing in the United States, aren't we? I mean, credit to Texas for canceling the Epic City because it was so massively attacked by people like you and I, the giant Muslim-only city. Think about it. In the UK, they have Muslim-only areas. You're only allowed to live there if you're Muslim, which they're trying to pull off in Texas. And the only reason why they didn't pull it off, because the Republicans in Texas, namely in the House, are all fake Republicans, is because of the public outcry about it. Because here's the thing. What if I just do, you know what? Christmas Town. I don't want to do Christmas Town. I'm gonna have 12,000 Christ followers only, and I'm calling it Christmas. And you're only allowed to come in here if you're a follower of Christ. How would that go? That's not allowed. But this is. Imagine if we tried to put a cross on one of these badges, which, by the way, is how we counteract. This is, you do the Trump 4D chess here. You go the opposite extreme, just like Trump's doing. And he forces their hand. He forces them to actually conform to our values because it's too ridiculous not to. So what we need to do is just go, you know what? Okay, we're going to change our police badges and have Christ as King on there. We'll have John 3:16 on there, right? Or whatever it may be. So there it is. And you should see it too, because they just changed the logo for the city of Austin, which is hyper leftist, Austin, Texas. Very, very leftist. They just changed their logo too. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's as good as the logo changed for Cracker Barrel. As Cracker Barrels was. Remember how horrible that was? It's the same. I don't know who these people are. Here's why society's getting dumber. Are you ready? There's a reason why all of us, and I'm not saying, you could be 20 years old and no, oh, there it is. The former one is on the right. The new one is on the left. I mean, really, honestly, you think the left is better than the right? I mean, please.
No.
I mean, you have a founding symbol. That symbol right there, that badge, that plate, that shield, that means something. And he says, founded 1839. What does the new one look like? The new one looks like a sign out in front of a mental clinic. It should say autism instead of Austin.
That's what I was thinking.
Instead of Austin. Just, yeah. You know, take the N off and put an SM. I mean, that, and you have to get rid of the whatever.
It looks like a Moderna logo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks absolutely ridiculous. That's the left. And the reason why people are getting dumber, and again, you can notice that people are getting dumber if you're 20. So it's not so much a back in my day. I'm telling you, people are dumber.
Yeah.
They are dumber. And they really are. And the reason why is the further you get away from the fear of the Lord, you get dumber. And that is what? In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. Proverbs 14:26. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. So the further you get away, the worse the movies are, the worse the music is. That's why most movies are unwatchable. Most messages preached by pastors make no sense. Have anybody noticed that? I watch this one pastor, and I'm sitting there going, what is he saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it is one random thought after another. And I would normally say a random thought from the offshoot of the main concept. No, there is no main concept. It's just random thoughts. It'll be along the lines of, you know, husbands, you know, love your wives like Christ loved the church. And, you know, we all need to fast. There's no cohesion to it because there's no fear of God. There's no fear of the Lord. And I mean both reverent fear and awful fear. But that's why we're getting dumber. Go to the next one for me. E.L. Jacoby video. I mean, a tweet. Breaking, 2/3 of Gazans. And so here's my argument again. You can be very virulently anti-Israel if you want to be, and then end up being pseudo pro-Muslim, which I've noticed people doing, or you can just understand, or you can be virulently, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, pro-Muslim and anti-Israel. And then people who are virulently anti-Israel understand that they're pseudo in the same camp as people who are virulently pro-Muslim and pro-Hamas. Even though I'm not saying that they really are, but they end up with those bedfellows. What you need to be is agnostic, like me. Not spiritually agnostic. Obviously, I'm a follower of Jesus. But agnostic in certain conflicts. See this. I want everybody to look at this. Breaking, 2/3 of Gazans oppose the disarming of Hamas. Now, Hamas has stolen all of their money, and they know it, but yet they still vote them in because they're that anti-Israel. Now, Israel, are they committing a genocide in Gaza? Yes. It's all true.
Yep.
It's true that Israelis randomly slaughter Gazans. That's true. It was just caught on videotape where they found out that there was journalists in a building and they struck it twice.
Yeah.
They blew up the only Christian church in Gaza. It had been standing for years. Since the conflict began October 7th of 2023, it stood all of that time. And then suddenly the last church standing gets blown up. It's the only one on the block.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake. Israel does it all the time. If you look at the Bolshevik Revolution, where 28 million Christians were slaughtered, that was run by Jewish people. Okay.
Yep.
That's a fact. Okay. There's no denying it. So we have to all acknowledge the, you know, Armenian slaughters and various other things, and all of the Islamic slaughters, and how Israel slaughters Hamas and Hamas slaughters Israel, because they do. And you know what? We have a part. You know what part we play in that? Nothing.
Yep.
They want it. They keep voting it in. It's like, you know what? Let Philadelphia go. Let LA go. I'm letting them go. What do you mean by that, Tom? No more federal funds. If you want to be a crime-ridden, feces-filled, needle-filled cesspool, fine. You just don't get my money. Via NGO or via tax revenue, which is one and the same. So that, fine. And it's the same thing here. You want to fight? Go right ahead. Our $3.8 billion that we send to Israel, that's through the front door. How much goes through NGO back doors is probably $100 billion.
Yeah.
To a very, very rich country, by the way. We don't belong in the conflict. And we don't belong in the Slavic conflict of Ukraine v. Russia either, where Russia, the country of Russia, its genesis is Kiev. Now, Tom, make that make... I can't make it make sense, but that's what's true. We don't belong there. The breakout provinces of Luhansk and Donetsk and Crimea, they all wanted to go into Russia. They want to go into Russia now, and we're bombed by their own country. Why are we there? Why? Oh, if we don't, then people are going to suffer. People are suffering because we're prolonging a war. And it's the same thing here. We don't belong in it. Israel's wrong. Gaza's wrong. I mean, Israel's wrong. Hamas is wrong. God, the Gaza Strip, the people who govern Gaza are wrong. So is Israel. They want to fight. Let them fight. There's nothing you can do about it. It's never going to stop. Has it ever stopped? I mean, again, I only have two generations represented here tonight. We got me in my 50s and these guys in their 30s. Okay, has it ever stopped in their life? Ever stopped in your lifetime?
No.
No. No. No, mine either. It's weird, isn't it? How it never stops, but we're always promised that this next one is going to be the end all be all. The war to end all wars, right? We're always told that. It's just like, you know what? Every budget that gets put out by any Republican or any Democrat, the tax revenue is going to pay for the debts and deficits. This adds not $1. I mean, how many of you, now I'm 56. How many of you, and I can remember politics all the way back to the election of Jimmy Carter. And I have heard 8 million times from Republicans and Democrats that this budget will not add $1 to the deficit. Not $1 to the debt. Both of them. I know the difference between debt and deficit. I've heard that from every single Republican and Democrat, House, Senate, and presidency. Has it ever been true? No. No. And these wars are never going to stop. They're not going to stop because the people that are involved in them want to fight. It is not our fight. It's absolutely not. We have enough oil in the United States. We don't need to be even involved in the Middle East. Tommy, you're talking about isolationism to a degree? Yes. Isolationism that benefits the American population, the citizenry of America, that sort of isolation. I'm not talking about pure isolation. I'm talking about common sense isolation. We don't belong in any foreign wars.
Yep.
Why? What? How does it? How? Okay. Let me just ask you this. We spent 21 years. No, it was more than that because we got out in what? It was right at the beginning. Yeah. 20 years, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
In Iraq and Afghanistan, anybody, gas prices gone down?
Nope.
Has it benefited you in any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, why are we there? Why are we there? Did we save lives?
Nope.
No. We cost lives. Billions of lives are dead because of us. Prolonging these wars. I mean, and by people who always want to fight. But I just want to make that point there. But we got to, if it's not our fight and it's two people that want to fight, get out now. All right. Let's have some fun at Rosie O'Donnell's expense. All right. Jeffrey Mead video. I see why Trump said what he said about Rosie. Oh, I see why Trump said what he said about Rosie O'Donnell. Play for me.
So about the Minnesota shooting, and it brought me right back to Columbine in 1999 when I just could not get it through my head that students in America were shooting each other in schools. And this was a church inside a Catholic school. And what do you know, was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person. What do you know?
Nasty behavior. Absolutely nasty behavior. This individual is lying through her front teeth. So she's going to tell her 2 million followers that the shooter in Minneapolis was MAGA, was a Trump supporter. None of this is true. He was a transgender individual who quite literally had killed Donald Trump written on his weapons, like his gun, and an optic. If you look here, what does it say? If you look here at the optic, what does it say? And when does it say do it? Right now. The evidence quite literally shows the exact opposite of what she said. And here's what's crazy. This happened on the 27th of August, which was 3 days ago. Look here at the bottom. She posted this one day ago. The evidence I showed you was out the day this happened. This individual is quite literally inventing a narrative to demonize MAGA and Donald Trump. And she's pushing that out to her millions of followers.
And Trump is now trying to revoke her citizenship. She's moved to Ireland, thank goodness. Let me just say this real quick. Why does she always have a sore on her lip? I mean, 24/7, 365, that woman's always got a sore on her lip. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the whole lesbianism thing. But anyway.
It's herpes.
Yeah, her, it's because she's got the herpes. But anyway, you just think about it again. And I know this is redundant, but to be a Democrat in 2025, you literally have to deny reality. The guy has written, first of all, she calls him a MAGA guy. How dare she do that? He had legally had his name changed to a girl. He actually represents himself as a woman. Isn't she violating all of her LGBTQ regulations? All of her requirements? She just called this girl a guy, even though he is a guy. Isn't she violating all of the rules of being in the LGBTQ community, which she is a fervent member of? And she calls him a MAGA guy and then says that he's pro-Trump when he's got Kill Trump on his rifle. I mean, imagine that. I mean, you actually have a trans activist who's a guy pretending to be a girl that she just called a guy, which is absolute blasphemy in the trans world. So you just think about what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. You're just going to absolutely deny reality and just bold-face freaking lie to your 2 million followers. Amazing. With your stupid sore lip that you have on your lip every single time I see you in a video. Jason Cohen video. New. Here's a new one from Rosie. Hurls wild allegations at Trump. Play for me.
One person standing in the way of us all figuring out why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. We still don't know why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files.
We do know why, Jim. Donald Trump. We all know why.
Yeah.
You have to know why. Why else do you think? He paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein over the time of their friendship. $1 billion. He wrote in his birthday book, here's to all the secrets.
Wonderful secrets,
come on.
Yeah.
If this was an Angela Lansbury murder she wrote, people would be, it's too obvious.
We figured it out.
So obvious that he is guilty of sin. And America, you know, before he brings more troops into Chicago and harasses brown-skinned people, before he breaks more of the Constitution apart, before he starts having people get killed, we have to do something, America.
Yeah. And it's I agree.
Every person with a platform to speak out about it. Every single person, now or never, break glass in time of emergency. It's time to break the glass.
And you saw, Rosie, what he did the other day when those brave women were up on Capitol Hill, the survivors, their families, they were all speaking out. And at the same time, Donald Trump is saying it's a Democratic hoax.
How dare he, Jim?
Yeah.
How dare he? For every child that was ever raped by a grown man, how dare he? How dare he? We are mighty. 1 in 3 girls suffers child sex abuse. 1 in 5 boys. Those are the statistics, America. Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. Our president is a serial pedophile rapist, and that's what he is. And in America, you're allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to say what you think. That's what our country was founded on.
Whoops. No, you're not, Rosie. That's the whole thing. Here's the thing. You are allowed. She's allowed to. She'll never go to prison for calling Donald Trump a serial pedophile rapist. But that is defamatory. And I can guarantee you, Melania is suing right now. Trump is suing Melania. I forgot who she was suing. I can't remember which person it was. Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden, thank you, Brent. Hunter Biden. So she's suing Hunter Biden for his allegations that Jeffrey Epstein introduced her to Donald Trump and maybe even called her a prostitute also. But anyway, so, and she's suing him for $1 billion. And Donald Trump wins all these lawsuits, by the way. He wins every one of them. He gets multi-million dollar settlements that he donates to charity. What a horrible, wretched person. And one thing I'd like to say is, everything, it's just like the promise of this is the last war. This will never add a dime to our debts and deficits. None of that actually ever comes true. And all of these predictions given to us by people like Rosie O'Donnell, that Trump is going to have, you know, concentration camps for brown people, arrest the LGBTQ community, while his Secretary of the Treasury is gay, married to another man. They have children. They have whisker on whisker crime all the time. And he, I mean, again, just like you hear in the movie, he's gay. Okay. He's on Trump's team. He's part of the Trump administration. He's part of the Trump cabinet. And I'm just wondering, when are all these Trump predictions going to happen that all of them predict? He's going to put you in chains. He's going to put you in a concentration camp. He's going to arrest all the black people. He's going to deport Americans. None of it actually ever happens. And they, if I predicted a whole bunch of things that never happened, I would come out and say, I apologize. It's like Al Gore predict every single one of his climate predictions. Well, Miami's supposed to already be underwater. Manhattan's supposed to be underwater. Wouldn't you be humiliated if you're Al Gore and you have that written in books that it never happened and you're still selling the books? These people are devoid of all integrity. I mean, devoid of all just essence of humanity and self-dignity. Their lies are out there. Proven to be lies, and yet they still sit with, you know, good people on both sides. Cops were killed by the protesters on J6. Bold-faced lies and all these things are lies. But she just walked herself into a multi-million dollar lawsuit by calling Donald Trump a serial pedophile rapist. There's absolutely no evidence at all that Trump ever participated in any illegal activity. And Mike Johnson, Aaron Senadin, pretty much said today that Donald Trump has been an informant for the FBI for the prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein. So that's pretty much what's been. So he has been anti-Jeffrey Epstein since at least 2009. And it's 2025 right now. So every last thing that woman said is completely and totally false. And Donald Trump will sue Rosie O'Donnell as he tries to revoke her citizenship also. Speaking of Epstein, Aaron, did you send that in? Or is that the next video?
This is the video.
Okay, good. All right, the skiff video. Every Epstein Island visitor, it's Roger Stone, just happened to be, let me see now, every single person on the island, Republican or Democrat. Can anybody guess? I mean, every single person on the island, Republican or Democrat. Roger Stone, play for me.
The longest chapter in the book is entitled Orgy Island. So I had, when I wrote that book, I had obtained all of the FAA manifest records to show who flew in Epstein's plane and where they went. I also obtained a copy of the little black book that was Epstein's telephone book. It had been sold by Epstein's butler. See, it's always the butler that did it. The butler sold it to a New York journalist who shared it with me. But not everybody in the telephone book was guilty of any illegal or inappropriate activity, although some were. I am totally in agreement with Massey and his colleague. They're going to be very upset when they see who went to the island because they're all Democrats. Bill Clinton, there at least four times. I know that because I read the sworn testimony of Virginia Roberts Giuffre, and I interviewed her directly for 6 hours in 2 3-hour sessions. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, he was a regular on the island. Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, he went there several times. Don't think it was for the weather. Bill Gates, he was on the island. He's a big, big Democrat donor. So name me a Republican who's on the island. There is no answer to that because the answer is none. We know that from the manifests. Well, we know that from the records. So it is notable that the Trump Justice Department moved in Florida and in New York to unseal all of the grand jury testimony, making the argument that Epstein has no right to privacy because Epstein is dead and his rights extinguished when he was extinguished. But of course, two Democrat judges don't want to release that. So watching Dick Durbin, the guy who sponsored legislation to block the list from ever being released, now demanding release of the list is kind of comical. I'm in favor of absolute full disclosure. The Democrats aren't going to like what they find when they do get the full list, because there's no Republicans on it.
All right, so there you go. Zero Republicans on the island and absolutely tons of Democrats. While Rosie O'Donnell says that Trump's a serial pedophile rapist, she's going to lose all of her money. And I will absolutely rejoice the moment that that happens. I mean, it was so hysterical about this. All the Democrats calling for the release of the Epstein files. There is no list. But Tricky Dicky Durbin, we played numerous videos showing you this. Tricky Dicky Durbin, apropos called Little Dick, he many, many times was confronted by Marsha Blackburn, senator out of Tennessee, asking for the release of the Epstein flight logs. Aaron, can we do our check? We haven't checked for a month or so. Today, has the Epstein flight logs been released?
Nope.
Been in the hands of Democrats now for a very, very long time and never released. Never released. And now suddenly when they think it's politically beneficial, I mean, think about it. 4 years of radio silence on Epstein. 4 years of radio silence with the Epstein flight log in hand. That's still, for some reason, sequestered from our site. It's for some reason. And again, that is a pseudo-Trump problem. I don't know how much so. But anyway, it just really is hysterical as she, and again, and also two separate cases, Trump has tried to get the release of the transcripts from two Epstein trials. And both of them, Obama and Biden appointed judges, refused to release it. Where are the Democrats crying out? Why aren't they calling out their own judges? Because they don't really want it released either, because every single person on the island was a Democrat. Now, does Trump want to release? Trump doesn't want to release for a different reason. There's lies inside of the file about Melania. There's lies in Melania. There's lies inside of the file about four women that he allegedly had sex with which he didn't. It's already been debunked. Just like Aaron was talking about it during the Rosie O'Donnell interview with Acosta. And notice Acosta doesn't agree. He purposely doesn't agree with her because he doesn't want to be wrapped in that defamation lawsuit either. But anyway, Trump is trying to get all of the pertinent stuff released. But Democrats are actually stopping it just like they did over the last 4 years. Again, the only people on the island were Democrats. So they don't want it released either. And not to mention, we all know the Israeli involvement in it too. We all know. Massey came out and said it today. He was asked in an interview, do you believe that Epstein was an intel op? And he says, yes, I believe that he was both Mossad and CIA, which he considers to be indistinguishable at this point. That's not good.
Yeah.
And allegedly, according to Alex Jones's sources inside of the White House, the CIA went and met with Trump and asked him not to release it because it would damage the country. It won't damage the country. That is camouflage. That's word salad camouflage for it will damage me personally. That's all this is about. Every time that you see a document classified, every time you see a document redacted, it is to protect the reputation and the finances of an individual. It has nothing to do with national security, but that's what they always claim. All right, now Rosie claims to really, really care about the kids, but said absolutely nothing about any of these incidences that we're about to show you on video where kids were being raped and abused during the Biden administration. She always claims to care about kids, as everybody on the left does, as they slaughter 40 million per year in the womb. How do you care about a kid who's two, but don't care about a kid 10 minutes before they're born? Explain that to me, logically. I would love to understand. Aaron, can you help me understand that?
Nope.
Okay. We're out.
Nope.
All right, Real Robert video. Here it is. While the Biden-Harris administration was trafficking children into the U.S., they issued a hotline for unaccompanied migrant children. This is what I talked about last night. So you got this hotline. Oh, that's nice. Aaron, there's a hotline.
Oh, well, Brent, hotline. There's a hotline.
There's a hotline. I mean, there's a hotline. So, I mean, it's great. Here's the problem. They issued a hotline for unaccompanied migrant children to report safety issues with sponsors, including rape, assault, and slavery. Only problem is they missed 65,000 calls when unanswered.
Oh.
Play for me.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with, and you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know how many staffers the administration assigned to answering these phones and helping these kids?
One.
One staffer? Any idea how many hours a day this staffer was working?
No.
Maybe that's why there were 65,000 calls that weren't answered from these little kids, huh? Unbelievable.
Now, again, it's always good to have Brenton here because I have another cop. When Will's here, we got a soldier. Think about this. If you're going to have, like, all the, mandated reporting, everybody knows about that. It's called the Department of Children and Families here in the state of Florida. I don't know what it's called in Cincinnati. It's where Brent was a cop. But you're a mandated reporter, right? Like, if any sort of child abuse accusation comes our way, you're a mandated reporter. So you set up a hotline for kids to report to the government that they're being raped, abused, neglected, whatever it may be. Living in, you know, very unseemly, dirty homes, whatever. And 65,000 of those recorded calls never got answered. Now, they, you know, how many people do they have working? It's very, would everybody agree that a child rape is pretty important?
Yeah.
Or a child starving to death, being neglected, being kept in a cage, whatever it may be. And we can all agree that that's an important issue that we all need to deal with, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're all in agreement on that. How many people do they have working the hotline? Two total. So I'm assuming that they worked eight on, eight off, 12 on, 12 off, and never had a day off. I don't know. Two. So there's many days off also. So when you would have a kid call in and just say that I just got gang raped by the people I'm living with, nobody answered because there's only two people. That's the Biden administration. And Rosie talks about how much she cares about kids when she voted for this. She knows this happened and says nothing. And you're like, Tom, why are you focused on Rosie? Because she is the living embodiment of what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. She is it. A liar, makes up stuff, so blinded by TDS that she doesn't know that whatever she's saying is true or false and doesn't care as long as it's anti-Trump. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Where you're claiming, as you butcher the unborn to the tune of 40 million a year, that you're pro-child. I mean, you're like, Aaron, can you make that make sense?
No.
Okay, you can't. How are you pro-child? You have AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at the border, weeping with her white clothes on. All the Democratic women always dress in white because they like to act virginous. I know that's not a word, but they like to all act like, you know, these Vestal virgins coming out because they're so pure when they're the biggest whores on the planet. But that's why they all dress in white. And she's down there in all white crying at a fence that she said was where they're keeping kids in cages. That turned out to be a fence around a parking lot. But anyway, this is a woman who loves to slaughter the unborn. So the very kid that she, the three-year-old that she's so distraught about being separated from her parents, that were never their child's parents to begin with, but that child's traffickers. But again, she's too stupid to realize that or purposely doesn't realize it. But she would gladly kill that kid she wants to protect in the womb 3 years and a day ago. But yet she's pro-child. And then the Biden administration cares so much about the kids. I mean, you hear Tim Walz all the time. I want to get the guns out of Brent's hands, my hands, Aaron's hands, all the gun lawful gun owners. Wants to get the guns out of our hands because he wants to protect the kids that never die from gun violence, that never die from COVID. They want to vaccinate kids at 6 months old for against COVID-19, that never die, never infected, never transmit the virus, never die of it, never hospitalized by it, but they want to protect kids. No, it's not about protection. It's about ushering in totalitarianism. And it's actually about bold-faced murder. They actually want people to die. Because they believe in decreasing the Earth's population, i.e. Bill Gates. If we get really good at vaccinations, we'll decrease the Earth's population by 10%. Hmm. How do you decrease the population using something to save lives?
Right.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So 65,000 calls go unanswered. Let's go to the next one, the skip video. 22,000 kids found by Trump, though. Play it for me.
Troubling findings show thousands of migrant children were given to unvetted sponsors under President Biden. Fox News has an exclusive look at the federal team working to find them now. Brooke Taylor is live in Dallas. She's got the latest for us. Good morning, Brooke.
Hi, Dana. Yeah, this team was created in March to fulfill one of President Trump's key campaign promises that he enlisted Border Czar Tom Holman with, which is to find the tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors who crossed the border and were ultimately lost in the system under the Biden administration.
We found kids in very deplorable conditions, very dirty conditions. We found children who have been raped.
We got exclusive access to the team operating from what they call the War Room in Washington, D.C. Working under the Department of Health and Human Services, the team is made up of volunteers from agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security investigations. The team is entirely data-driven. They're focused on analyzing records and addresses to track down where these minors ended up. More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accident, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 sponsors have been arrested.
So let's go over the numbers, shall we? And then all of these child advocates on the left, that's what they say, right? 65,000 of their abuse calls completely ignored by the Biden administration. 400,000 kids missing in 4 years. Missing. Into the wind. We all know they're either labor trafficked and primarily sex trafficked. We already know that. Or organ trafficked. That's for sure. So these advocates for kids, these child advocates, 65,000 unanswered calls of their from kids who are victims of abuse, just ignored. 400,000 kids missing, and now we're stuck with it. And Trump has already located 22,000 in 8 months, 7 months. 27 of them dead because of Rosie O'Donnell and Joe Biden. 400 plus of their sponsors. Remember those 65,000 calls? Why were they making those calls? Because their sponsors were raping them and abusing them and neglecting them and not feeding them and killing them and beating them up. But does Rosie care? No, as long as Biden's in office. It has to be right if Biden's in office. I mean, it has to be right if the CDC says it.
Well, if the CDC says it.
I mean, you just have to blindly advocate for all of these agencies that are profiting off of what they advocate.
Trust the experts.
Yeah, trust the experts that are profiting off of their expertise.
Yeah.
That are profiting off of what they expertly advocate.
Just ignore all that.
That's right. it's absolutely true. Yeah. It must be true. We don't want to defy norms that don't work.
Right. No.
We don't want to defy norms that have caused Holocaust. We don't want to defy norms that have caused an apocalypse, because then you're defying a norm. How dare you defy a norm that I'm profiting off of? Every Democrat on the Hill and many Republicans.
Yeah.
So Trump has found all these kids already in only 7 months. Now there's sadly 378,000 to go that are missing into the wind. Gone because of Rosie O'Donnell and Joe Biden. All right, let's go to the next thing. Here's this blew up the internet today. Side by side. Look who's at the White House. There's Billy.
Ugh.
Billy's there and Zuckerberg is there. And Zuckerberg was actually asked a question about censorship. And I'll be honest with you. I rarely struggle with hating people. I mean, as opinionated as I am, many people call me mean. Many people say I lack compassion. Whatever. I've told you I don't care anymore. People call me whatever they want. I honestly don't care. I'll fight back. I'll call you something back. Believe me, it's coming. But I'm just saying, I really don't care. But when I struggle with Zuckerberg. Because even more than Gates, and even though Gates kills a lot more people, Zuckerberg supports all. Zuckerberg was a contributor to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, millions of dollars.
Yep.
But anyway, Zuckerberg just absolutely crushed this podcast. Again, you've heard my sob story. I'll keep it brief. Hey, guys, on Thessalonians, whatever, it was Thessalonians 2:15?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why it wasn't the reason why I got banned is somebody trying to take over. There's a big difference between just everybody in the chat and somebody trying to invade the chat and usher in their own platform. Not to mention, he called Trump a child rapist. Okay, you're out. Bye bye. You're gonna call Trump a child rapist. You're out of the play. I'm not gonna have it. Okay, we're not gonna deal in nonsensical accusations on our chat. It's not going to happen. All right. I don't care if you're wrong, but if you're going to get to the place where you're espousing the exact same rhetoric as Rosie O'Donnell, you're probably going to get banned out of the chat. Okay. I mean, that's all. You can say ridiculous things like, you know, I believe Trump went to Mars. We'll leave that on there. You want to say that Trump anally raped a child? You're out. Okay. It's pretty easy. But anyway, so But Zuckerberg crushed this podcast. Our second podcast, we had 900 people on Facebook Live. We have 1,600 watching right now. And you're probably thinking, no, your numbers show higher than that. No, we buy viewers. And I'm telling you, the 1,693 is what's watching right now. We buy viewers, so we're upped on the algorithm. You may not agree. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to buy it because we're upped on the Rumble algorithm because Rumble changed their algorithm, which isolated smaller podcasts.
Yep.
So we bump ourselves onto the main page by buying views. We do it on Sunday morning, too. I just don't lie about it. I'll tell you the true numbers. So if you see like 3,000 are watching, 3,500 watching, what's actually watching right now is 1,693. But we had 900 people on our second podcast ever in what, probably April of 2023?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, April of 2023. Very early April of 2023. And then we were getting bigger and bigger and bigger. 1,000, we were at 1,000 views an hour. We're going to our videos. We had a video that my son posted and it had 50,000 views and Zuckerberg took it down. And 50,000 views and climbing 1,000 an hour, if even maybe even faster. And then they banned the podcast too. And now I haven't been able to add a friend. I have 10,000 followers myself. The church has 20,000, 22,000 followers. We can never add friends. We can never solicit friends. We can't advertise. We can't boost. None of our stuff gets out. That's why you'll see we have a church of 1,000 people and we'll have, you know, 4 views on a great worship video on Facebook. Because it isn't allowed to proliferate out in tube. So I can't stand Zuckerberg. Now, why does Trump have these people in here? Well, to me, this could be Trump 4D chess. You know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. He certainly has not been advocating. When you have RFK Jr. running the HHS, you're certainly not a fan of Bill Gates. But for some reason, he was in the White House. So, Robbie Starbuck video, it's infuriating to see Bill Gates at the White House in a position of honor. Play for me.
Well, I'm in the second phase of my career, giving away all the wonderful money that Satya's good work has helped multiply a lot. But I think the thing that ties my first career that I still spend some time on, because AI is so phenomenal, and my second career is innovation, innovating in health in areas like vaccines or gene editing, and the president and I are talking about taking American innovation to the next level to cure and even eradicate some of these diseases. He mentioned polio, which is one that we're close. We don't need new science on that one. For some, like HIV and sickle cell, we do need new science, but the U.S. Has the seeds that, in the same way that Warp Speed took those seeds and put them together, I think something fantastic can be done. AI for our foundation is that we want to...
All right, can't take any more of that. But anyway, so his first career with Microsoft. That's right, Aaron, right?
Yep.
Microsoft. Yep. I get confused between Apple and Microsoft. But anyway, Microsoft, his second career is gene editing. And Trump has him in a position of honor at the White House. And Zuckerberg, too. Zuckerberg was asked by the media about mass censorship in Europe. And duh, because he's every bit. Zuckerberg will bend over for anything that will personally profit him. Anything. Including censorship of Americans or anybody else. But anyway... Why are these people there? I don't know. I mean, Aaron knows all the tech people. Who are some of the names, Aaron?
Sam Altman, Larry Ellison, Tim Cook.
All these people are gene editors, AI people that want real ID and everything else. Okay,
yeah,
basically can't fly without real ID already now. Okay, yeah. So it's not good. So, and this is all, I'm not going to get into it. I don't have time. I've already gone past my 4 minutes. I already said I'd be done at 10:10. We got to get Brent. To Applebee's. If I get him out of here right now, he'll make it home by 10:45 and then make it back to Applebee's at 11:15, 15 minutes after they close. That is the goal. That is the goal. Let me show you. Here is Bannon's response, which I could not duplicate, to Zuckerbucks and Gates being at the White House. Play for me.
Zuckerberg? That guy should be in prison. He should be in a cell. Bill Gates, on a day that Bobby Kennedy gets, that Elizabeth Warren... Pocahontas is ripping his face off in front of the world. You're going to have Bill Gates, Mr. Vaccine. What in the hell are we doing? Whoever set that dinner up should be perp walked out of the White House today. Somebody's got to get control of this deal. Okay? On the economic messaging, on all the messaging, President Trump's policies are hammering home maximalist urgency, seize the institutions, bang, 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 but he can't do everything.
All right, I got to show you something, Aaron. Go to the camera. Let's get everybody on camera here. There's only six. Don't worry. There's only 1,700 people watching.
Come on over.
Come on. Come on over. Guess who's here? Aaron, can you get them? Guess who's here? They're actually going to Applebee's tonight. There's Brent and his wife. There you go. They're actually going. Hey, wait. Get the present out, too. We also got Brent his pay. We pay him. There's his pay. That's what we pay Brent. Hey. Right there, zebra cakes.
Vitamin
and,
Z.
And we're paying for Applebee's tonight. There you go. Isn't that great? And they're babysitters. It's Brent's late birthday present from all of us. Happy birthday, buddy. Alligator Apple Trash. Another $10 for Applebee's tonight.
There we go.
So there you go. So they're actually going to Applebee's tonight. Usually I'm lying. But now they're actually going to Applebee's tonight. But anyway.
Awesome.
All right. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Join us Sunday morning at Foundation Church, 10 a.m. Rumble Rants tonight. Jules, 21 hours, $20. Conservative Warrior, $10. BP2, Tim 17, $10. Order of the Court, $10. Alligator Alcatraz, $10. Tim L. T-Bird, $5. Skunk 71, $5. Thank you guys so much. In the rant, you want a church like this podcast, join us this Sunday at Foundation Church, 10 a.m. Stick around for the podcast. It's awesome. If I don't see you Sunday, I'll see you Monday night at 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.